Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I am your preacher today as well, with a preach that I'm calling, Whose Side Are You On? Our reading today is from the Gospel of Mark. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said about Jesus, He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons. And he called them to him, and he spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, He has an unclean spirit. Thus ends the Gospel. The context for this reading is that Jesus had encountered a man possessed by a demon, and the demon screamed out, I know who you are, the Holy One of Israel. And Jesus said, Be quiet and get out of him. And the demon came out of the man with a loud shriek. And so everybody's wondering about this person who can command demons and they have to obey him. And Jesus is telling us a couple things here. Well, if I can do that, I must have already tied up the prince of demons, their ruler, or I wouldn't be able to order the other demons around. Now remember, Jesus hasn't died and risen again, but he already has beaten and tied up Satan. So, if we think we need to battle Satan, it's not really a fair fight. We simply need to be on the side of Jesus, because Jesus has already bound up Satan. How do we be on the side of Jesus? Well, through our actions, of course. Putting ourselves squarely on one side of this battle. But it's also through our judgments. And that's the peace bracket in here. That Jesus, people are saying about Jesus, by what spirit does he cast out demons? Oh, it's an evil one. No, it's the Holy Spirit. That's the power. And when you call what's good evil, then you're on the other side. By that judgment, you're placing yourself on the other side, and there is no hope. So, let's call good, good, and bad, bad, and stay on that side. Now, there's a little way I don't want to trivialize this, but there is a parallel situation. When we attribute to anyone bad motives, perhaps then, in a way, we are blaspheming the Holy Spirit if they're really guided by good motives and by the Holy Spirit. So let's be careful about our judgments about each other, and particularly about our judgment of what Jesus is teaching that is true and holy and good. Let us stay on the side of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, not on the side of the evil one.